Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hello, this next episode is called The Land Judah Inherited. It's over Joshua chapter 15, verses 1 through 63. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://Bible in Smaller Chunks, BIBLE, INSMALLERCHUNKS.blogspot.com. The Lord had this on my heart to write for people in our busy world. But in doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelations chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, where it says not to add to or take away from anything that's written in the Bible. So I had to be extremely prayerful before ever contemplating doing this. And what the Lord had on my heart was that I'm not supposed to change the meaning of the text that's written in the Bible. But on the other hand, the Lord has shown me ways to add to them, not add to the meaning, but add to understanding the meaning without changing the meaning. Sometimes it's adding transition words. Sometimes it's telling you who is speaking and who's being spoken to, because often it will say he spoke to him, all within the same sentence, and that can be tricky to figure out. Sometimes it's adding more current words, like it says it came to pass, and I will put it happened, which means the same thing, just in more current terminology. And those I will put in brackets. So I try to, for the most part, to put things within brackets. If there's even slight changes, although I can't say I do it 100% of the time because I'm an imperfect human being and I probably messed up somewhere, but I try. And I pray my way through this. But the thing is, there will be other times, though, the Lord has it on my heart that it might possibly help to better understand what the passage is, or possibly add to clarity. There will be things that, like, he'll have me briefly paraphrase something that happened in the past, that this particular passage is referring to, or to put a Bible verse or so to clarify what it's referring to. And I put those within brackets, and on the blog site, I put it with a different color font so they will know this, that that's been added for potential clarity, but to aid in understanding it. Of course, some of you have very thorough background information already, but this is so that other people that don't might be able to understand, you know, some of the background information. Anyway, but I will say within brackets it says, so you know if I say that, that's something that's been added to potentially add, you know, for understanding or clarity. But anyway, that is just to draw your attention to it. Also, there's times that I condense, combine, and compress similar words, or there are sometimes that I skipped. So also I needed to tell you that the Lord had it on my heart not to put repetitive text, unless the repetitive text is done for emphasis or adds new meaning. But if it's just over and over and over again, and I could summarize that in one thing and say it's for all the 12 tribes that whatever it is happened, that I do so because the Lord had it on my heart, this is for people in our busy world. Anyway, so at the times he has it to not put that repetitive text, it changes the verse numbering. So I'm telling you, this is verse 6, this is verse 7, this is verse 8. I do like I'm doing now. Is this is Joshua, the book of the Bible. It's chapter 15, and it covers verses 1 through 63, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord had on my heart to include from this chapter will be within this podcast. Okay, also you need to know that this is primarily done with the King James Version Bible and lots of prayers. But at times I utilize BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary and other internet resources as necessary. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format, which doesn't really affect the podcast because it's just how I read it normally. But the thing is if they get on the internet to the blog site, it may look a little different because it doesn't have verse numbering and it doesn't go vertical with rows and columns and all of that, but it's horizontal because it's in a table format, but hopefully you find this beneficial. Anyway, if I see a time that in the passages that foretell of a future event, I'll go, there's a red asterisk, it's foretelling of a future event. And sometimes I can briefly summarize this at the end of the passage, but sometimes I'm not able to do it briefly, so then I don't. And then Jesus's words will be in red, and I'll tell you that if I come across this. The land Judah inherited, Joshua 15, verses 1 through 63. This is the lot for the tribe of the children, which is the people of Israel, by their families, that extended to the borders of Edom and to the wilderness of Zin at the very furthest southern coast. Their border in the south was from the shore of the Salt Sea, also known as the Dead Sea, from the bay that faces south. It went out to the south side of Mahalath Abarim, also known as Scorpion Pass, and passed along to Zin and went up to on the south side of Kadesh Barnea. I apologize in advance. I most likely won't pronounce these things correctly, but I just do the best I can. It passed along to Hezron and went up to Adar, curved toward Karka, and from there it passed toward Asmon and went out to the brook of Egypt and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. This shall be your southern coastal border. The eastern border was the Salt Sea, also known as the Dead Sea, at the mouth of the Jordan to the furthest part of the Jordan. Their northern border began at the bay where the Jordan River empties into the Dead Sea. The border went up to Beth Hogla and passed north of Beth Araba, and the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. I have a feeling it means belongs to the son of Reuben, or maybe Bohan is the son of Reuben. I can't really tell you at this point. I was trying to stick it inside there, and I got to make sure you know I'm not exactly sure at this very second. The border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, turned north to Gilgal that faces Adummim, also known as Adummim, which is the south side of the river. The border continues on along the coastal waters of Enshemesh and comes out of at Enrogel. The borders went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom along the south side of the Jebusites, which is Jerusalem. The border went up, went to the top of the mountain that faces the valley of Hinnom on the west at the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. The border was drawn from the top of the hill to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and went toward the cities of Mount Ephron. The borders turned toward Baala, which is Kirjath-Jearim. The border curved westward from Baala to Mount Seir and passed along the northern slope of Mount Jearim, which is Chesalon. The border went down to Beth Shemesh and went on to Timnah. The border went out to the northern slope of Ekron and curved toward Shikron, also known as Shikron. It passed along Mount Baala and went to Jabneel and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. The western coastal boundary was the Mediterranean Sea. These are the borders around the tribes of the children of the people of Judah according to their families. As the Lord commanded Joshua, he gave Caleb, Jephunneh's son. Clicked on something and I needed to undo that. A portion of land among the people of Judah, the city Arba, the father of Anak, which is the city of Hebron, also known as Kiriath Arba and Kirjath Arba, where the remaining giants lived. And Caleb went up there to the inhabitants of Debir, which had previously been named Kirjath Sefer, and also Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, "I will give my daughter." Okay, I think it's Achsa. I'm going to spell it A-C-H-S-A-H. To marry the person who attacks and captures Kirjath Sefer. Othniel, Kenaz's son, who also was Caleb's brother, captured it, and Caleb gave Othniel his daughter, Achsa, to marry. She urged Othniel to ask her father for a field. She jumped off her mule, and Caleb asked her, "What do you want?" She answered, give me a blessing. For you have given me a southern desert land. Also give me springs for water." Caleb gave her both the upper and the lower springs. "This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Judah, according to their families. The southern desert cities toward the coast of Edom, where Kabzeel, Eder, Jagger, Kinna, Dimona, Adada, so I think it's Adada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Bealoth, Haxor, Hadatah, Kerioth, Hezron, which is Hazor, Amam, Shema, Modalah, Hazar Gada, Heshmon, Beth Palet, Hazar Shuel, Beersheba, Bizjaja, Baala, Iim, Izim, Elt, Olad, Chisel, Horma, Ziklag, Madmena, Sansena, Labba, Shilhim, Ain, Rimmon, and all these are the 29 cities and their villages. In the valley were Eshtaol, I just changed the pronunciation. It's not two places. Zoria, Ashna, Zanoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Sokah, Azekah, Sharaim, and Adatham, 14 cities and their villages. Zenon, Hadashah, Migdal, Gad, Dilian, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lashish, Bazka, Eglon, Kabban, Lamam, also known as Lamas, Kithlish, Gederah, Beth Dagon, Naamah, Makkadah, 16 cities and their villages, Libna, Ethner, Ashen, Japhtah, Ashna, Nezeb, Keilah, Zib, Marashah, 9 cities and their villages. Ekron with its towns and villages, from Ekron to the sea, all the cities near Ashdod and their villages, Ashdod with its towns and villages, Gaza with its towns and villages, to the brook of Egypt and the coastal border and the Mediterranean Sea. And in the mountains, Shamir, Jatir, Sokah, Dana, Kirjath Sana, which is Debir, Anab, Ashtama, Anim, Goshen, Holon, Gilo, G-I-L-O-H, 11 cities in their villages, Arab, Duma, Ashian, Janab, Beth Tapua, Aphekah, A-P-H-E-K-A-H, Humta, Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, Zior, nine cities and their villages, Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Jutah, it's not Judah, it's J-U-T-T-A-H, Jezreel, Jokneam, also known as Jokneam, no, Jokneam, Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, Timnah, 10 cities and their villages. Halhul, H-A-L-L-H-U-L, Bethzer, Gedor, Meorah, Beth Anath, El Tekon, 6 cities and their villages. Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities and their villages. In the wilderness, Beth Arba. Araba. So the name is Beth Araba. Sorry, I hesitated. I wanted to make sure I got the sound. Midden, Sekaka, Nibshan, the cities of Salt, and Engedi. 6 cities in their villages. The children, which is the people of Judah, couldn't drive out the Jebusites from living in Jerusalem, but the Jebusites continue to live with the people of Judah in Jerusalem to this day. The next time I share a podcast, it will be called The Inheritance of the Tribe of Ephraim is over Joshua 16, verses 1 through 10. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.